USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Nancy Pelosi needs to come back from Hawaii. Less hula, more moolah for the DHS, Customs and Border Patrol, funding our border security.
That's Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Trump, who tells Fox News Sunday the president ready to deal with Democrats. Conway says it's time for Congress to get back to work.
They need to come to the table and do their job. A fully functioning democracy demands that both parties come together and that the Congress and the executive branch work together.
3, 2, 1!
And a practice New Year's Eve countdown in New York's Times Square as confetti is tested. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill says security will be tight and drones will be used this year to patrol the crowd.
It's going to be one of the most well-policed, best protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The shutdown stalemate continues. The partial government shutdown now in its second week and will roll into 2019. Lawmakers return to Capitol Hill after the New Year's holiday on Thursday. 800,000 federal workers affected. A bald eagle goes rogue at a College Bowl game. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The 90,000 fans at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas went wild when during the pregame ceremonies at the Cotton Bowl between Clemson and Notre Dame, the giant eagle named Clark, who was part of the ceremony, delayed his flight back to a handler in the end zone, first landing on a very frightened man in the stands before flying over to a second man who, familiar with bird handling, had held out his arm. A professional handler eventually showed up to retrieve the eagle. Meanwhile, the wife of the man who provided that temporary perch for Clark had gone to the ladies' room and missed all the excitement. I'm Chris Barnes.
And Monday, the 31st, the final full day of trading on Wall Street. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Some news now about your health. The CDC warning anyone who has cancer now or who has had the disease in the past to get a flu shot. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The flu vaccination is especially important for people with cancer or history of cancer because they are at a high risk of developing serious flu complications. Those over the age of 65 have a weaker immune response, making them open to complications to the flu. Two vaccines that are designed to create a stronger immune response are available for those over 65 that offer 4 times the amount of antigen as a regular flu shot. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build the wall. The Department of Homeland Security secretary in Texas inspecting detention facilities at the U.S. border with Mexico. This visit after a second child trying to get into the U.S. illegally with his family dies. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso died after receiving minimal treatment for flu-like symptoms. An autopsy showed he tested positive for influenza B. Kirsten Nielsen traveled to the southern border on Friday to inspect border facilities after the 2 Guatemalan children died. Secretary Nielsen visited border facilities in El Paso, Texas. She also inspected another facility in Yuma, Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.